I'd like to call the board to order. This is a special meeting that has been called for to take up a specific issue. If you would stand, please, for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You want to call the roll?
Sure. Chair Esposito?
Here.
Vice Chair Wilson?
Here.
Board Member Bizzano's absent. Board Member Picard?
Here.
And Board Member Schroeder?
Here.
I think you have a form.
We have a form. Everybody got a copy of the minutes of the 12th August?
I have it.
Oh, okay. You've read them?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody have any comments with respect to them, or should we just post them and accept them?
The minutes are going to come next meeting. They're not on the agenda today.
Oh, the meetings that we had for the 12th of August.
Right. They'll be on your regular quarterly meeting.
Okay, fine. But we acknowledge the parts in the 12th of August meeting that would be relevant to today's meeting. Anybody have any questions on it? No. Okay. We have, the attorney's not here today, so we have nothing under legal review. And since this isn't a regular meeting, we're not going to, the financial report won't be due. However, there is on the new business one issue, Chris, that you wanted to bring up.
Yes, with Peggy's, the former board secretary's retirement, attached to the agenda is a receipt for a service award for her years of service to the board, and really just looking for the board to approve that payment, and we'll go ahead and take care of it.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve it.
No, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Done.
Thank you.
You have any other questions on that, Chris?
I do not.
Okay, fine. Okay. Under old business, this is going to be a continuation of the discussion we had relative to prior years of service. Issue brought up as a question by people who are seeking to be members of the volunteer organization who had served before with this corporation and were inquiring as to their ability to claim prior to 2002 years for a pension benefit. And we'll want to continue on with that discussion. Larry, do you have anything for you? You had the occasion to talk to us at the last meeting. Do you have anything you want to bring up prior to the board going into the discussions on this?
Well, just to reiterate my original, you know, statements at the last meeting that, you know, I've served from 74 to 85, 86, and I'm not looking for 12 years, I'm just looking for the five that everybody else has gotten. Mm-hmm. In the document, out of the hundreds, if not thousands of words in there, I'm only looking to change one three-letter word, which is the word two, T-W-O, and that's in section under definitions, 2-526. And the way it reads now, it says firefighters with up to 5 years consecutive service to the city as a volunteer firefighter for the Palm Coast Service District prior to July 1st, 2002 shall be eligible to receive up to 5 years accredited service, provided such members satisfy pension requirements, parentheses, points, in at least one of the 2 years following July 1st, 2002. Otherwise, no accredited service shall be awarded for any period prior to July 1st, 2002. The word I'm looking to ask the board to change is the word two. Just remove the word and it would read in at least one of the years following July 1st, 2002.
Okay. That's pretty much what you said last time.
Yes.
Right. Okay. You have anything further you want to add to that?
No.
Okay. Board then to take up the discussion on whether or not the board wants to make any kind of a change in the present ordinance, and that's 2015-02, that would revise things so that what Larry was looking for, or questioning, I should say, could or could not be made a part of the ordinance, or maybe more relative, should or should not be. Just as a recap, just to refresh us all, the question came up about the prior year's qualification for members who had served in the volunteer organization for a number of years, but had resigned also, or had been terminated or resigned, whatever you want to call it, years prior to the implementation of this program, which is why 2002 and 2003 were tied in to consecutive years of service prior to that. That was the intent of that. We reviewed the ordinance. We had solicited the opinion of the board attorney on what the ordinance said and what it allowed and what it didn't allow. And he gave us a letter, by the way, to that effect, saying, in essence, if you keep things where they are, you didn't have to do anything to the ordinance. Mr. Ruggieri was given the opportunity to address the board and give his feelings about this, which he just repeated again this morning. And I think as a parting shot, Larry, last time you said, you know, your question to the board was, is there any possibility of adjusting the ordinance so that you could be, the 5 years could be considered? Anybody have any questions on any of the things that happened last week that might be germane to the discussion that we're going to have now?
Last week or last week?
Last week, August 12th. So it's incumbent on the board now to each individual member to review what their thoughts are on this and bring up any comments that they may or may not have. And I think some of the board considerations is that was the ordinance ambiguous in any way? And the attorney said no, and even Larry, in your summary, you said, reading the ordinance as it is written, you agree with the way it has been interpreted up to that time. And the attorney supported that in writing, and I believe you also got a copy of that.
Yes. Okay.
And the next question that maybe the board should consider is, was the ordinance written as intended? And that particularly applies to the 2002-2003 requirement. And also, did the board members consider the petitioner's request for change? Question also, does the petition for change warrant a change? In other words, do we want to make a change to a document that's been in existence for a while? At this point in time, did the board member have any comments that they want to make with regard to this issue? Tim?
Well, I think, in my opinion, I think that at the time, I think the ordinance was written to because the organization was just developing this this program. I think that if a one word change in an ordinance, ordinances are written for a reason, they're written by our legal team for a reason. If a one word change into an ordinance, you open kind of a Pandora's box of not only do you set precedents for this organization, for people, I mean, we appreciate everybody's years of service, but I think prior to the funds being available, if you continuously are going to do that, you're dipping into a pot of there was no money there, and you're granting years of service for money that wasn't there. The way the fund works is, you know, we get a year of credit of service per person's year, every year they're completed. And if we grant years of service prior to the inception of the plan, we never receive the credits per se for those years of service as far as funding goes. So I believe that even just a single word change, although it would benefit a single person now, could potentially put us into financial issues later by funding you know, a lot of prior years of service before the plan inception and before it was actually funded.
Can I ask a question, Charlie? I don't know the answer to this. I don't know that this is really germane, but for any of the years prior to the establishment of the WOSAP program, were any of those records kept? I mean, the whole program is based on points, a point system. And that point system, those records are accumulated during the course of the year.
Yeah, they came into effect in 2002, so there'd be no official record kept on the prior years. The intent was anybody who was a member during the inception of this program and was a current and active member could request the 5 years back. And that's fairly obvious.
Without any reference to points or time.
Yes,
or,
right. Okay. Right. Which is why you had to come up with the points in either 2002 or 2003.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which was supposed to... Well, that's what was covered, and the buyback is kind of option. They called it that, where I came from before anyway. But it's pretty common that the 5 years wasn't available to current members.
Yep.
Okay, and that was the clue, which is why the narrowness of 2000 and 2003.
Yep. Okay.
John, you got any comments?
Yeah, I feel as though that the attorney, when he went over everything, I think that he made a good point, and everything should pretty much stay the way it says. Like Tim said, if things start to open up, it's going to open a big Pandora's box. And I think if the whole thing was done very fair, you know, they still, folks that were still current or active during the 2002 and 2003 were still given the option, of, if they wanted to claim the 5 year backlog. Unfortunately, if you know you have prior service and you didn't come up to that time or weren't in current or active at that time, you didn't get it. But you know, you have to start from a starting point. You can't keep throwing back and back in time and time and time.
Bob, any comments?
I personally, I mean, having been here at the inception. It is what it is, and it was written the way it was written. I assume that there was good reason, and there was good reason then, and there's still good reason now.
Any other comments?
I think to expand upon what Mr. Quinn was saying, I also believe that like now, we do require a point system. If you don't make the points, you don't get the credited year of service for the LOSAP. And if any previous member that we don't have records on anymore, because the law only says you can keep records for so long, so this ordinance is now 15 years old, give or take, and so now you're talking about records of previous volunteers that wouldn't be non-existent. So even if that member had been terminated for not being a member of good standards or not being, you know, you'd be given years of service to a person who was not in good standards. And I understand that that's a very long time ago, it's far before me, but you could potentially be, you know, if someone said, oh, I was here from 80 to 82 or 86 to 91, you're still, it's on their word, mm-hmm. that, you know, because very few members are still here, and or would they fully recollect their performance? And if they were terminated from the agency or the organization for negative things, which would disqualify them from LOSAP, we would have we couldn't be aware of that.
Charlie, one other thing,
just
from a financial standpoint, a pension plan financial standpoint, for the actuary to be able to do their work, any kind of change that would change the eligibility of people, regardless of what it is, we would have to try to come up with a list of everybody that potentially would be allowed into the plan with this change, or any change. And what that effect is on what future benefits would be accrued to those people, and then what the financial effect on the plan would be. So it's not a one necessarily just a one word change. It's a okay, what does this mean? Who's out there? How much are we talking about? And what's the effect on the plan? So it would be a significantly large project, regardless of. You got to remember, every time we make a change to the plan, the actuary's got to recalculate all the plan numbers, no matter how small it is, no matter how large it is. So, for instance, the board is taking up considering at the next board meeting whether to change the rate of return for the plan based on when we had the Florida League here last week. Well, before the board can really make that decision, they have to have what that impact is on the calculations of the plan, which Foster and Foster is working on for the next, basically for the next meeting. So this would be no different.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of change that increases eligibility certainly would have a potential significant impact to the plan and the funding of the plan. And we would have to, do that research and know that.
Okay. Anybody else have any comments?
That's what they
said. Okay. Well, is there anyone here then that would make a motion to support the change in the ordinance? I'm calling for a motion. There is no motion made. Larry?
Hope's going to make the motion for this.
Okay. Without a motion, there is no second. Without the motion, there is no issue. So the board has, in essence, determined that the ordinance will stay as written, and there will be no other allowances. Any other issues to be brought up? In which case, I'll take order for. Larry, you said you heard the way this came out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there public comments?
Yeah, there were. Right. Prior to adjournment, and I think we're at that point right now, anyway. So, because there's nothing anybody else has to bring up. So, under public comments, Larry, you have the floor.
I have several questions. One question being that how many people have received prior year service? And to Tim's point of no records, the chief has all the logbooks from day one, which I'm sure, and I have newspaper clippings, pictures, photos, to show that I definitely made points. As far as the financial impact, with over $1 million distributed recently, and the ordinance being changed by many pages to accommodate that, I don't see the financial impact. I do see Mr. Quinn's point of the actuarial work that would take in order to do it. But I also know in some legislation that they actually do a single person in legislation, which would prevent people with prior year service, which I don't see them beating down the door to get into place. there's not many of us that are still alive that are back, and unfortunately I am.
Yeah.
So I can see your points. Personally, I don't agree with them, but that's why I'm here. And this is, to me, it's not a dead issue. I'll just keep coming back until
until we see the light.
Okay. You done?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. There being no motion, I can call for adjournment. Does anybody have any further comments that they want to make with respect to the public comment? No. Okay. Call for adjournment.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second?
I'll second.
Done.